Will you say maybe one round of money mantras? Money mantra, one round of mala, money mantra dedicated for Paul. Paul, you know, used to come every night when this nightclub, Paul passed away. So, and also John Kessler, Cat, and then these are two, and one, I think one of the Julie's aunt or
uncle.
Yeah, so we said. So Ramallah, beginning of the Mani Mantra, one stanza.
It's on page 37.
Jinji Bangwe Wondo Wondo Zanji Ji Ula Ji Tu Jinji Ji Lo Si Chi Ri Si Ra La Chang Chang Giving
compassion and all beings to you generated
all things. Mani Bima. Chant 7 times. Chant 7 times. It's so fortunate, you know, it's so fortunate that we have this precious human life. So fortunate. Also, it's important to think on a daily basis, you know, that how important this precious human life is, how important this precious human life is. So, and how to take essence out of this precious human life. It's precious because we can, every day, you know, there's opportunities. Every day there's opportunity to say something nice or think something nice or do something nice. That's why it's so precious. We can motivate ourselves, you know, to do the things that other species that are they are incapable of doing, incapable to do, you know. Even though there's all breeding like living beings, that among, you know, we are not only one on this planet. There's many, many other living beings that breathe the same air, but you know they don't have the same opportunity as precious as the human beings. Human beings, if we motivate ourselves, so taking essence, it's very, very important to think about how to take essence out of this precious human life. This is very precious. So meaningful, so difficult to find. You know? They enjoy Nyakas, you know, so difficult to find. So precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. According to all the Lamrim teachings been taught by those great masters been said repeatedly again and again to think about precious human life. That's how the Lamrim, beginning of the Lamrim subject, you know, after the Guru devotions, the most important subject is precious human life. Precious human life. There's something to think about day-to-day life. You know? When you manage to think something positive, you get a lot of benefit. You get a lot of benefit, you know, we get a lot of benefit. So, remind yourself, you know, maybe reciting something, or maybe like thinking about Lamrim practice, or maybe reciting something that reminds you, this life is so precious. So precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful, so easy to lose, you know. So easy to lose. It's like time of death is uncertainty, you know, death is definite, time of death is uncertainty. And what follows after death is merit, energy that's created by thinking something positive, saying something beautiful, doing something nice. That's the only thing we can carry. Other than that, everything becomes nothing, even this body. It's not useful, it's become useless. No? So this is the that's why, you know, it's not just about religion, that's why we should think something positive. We should think something positive. If you want to improve your life, you know, not just in this life, if you want to improve continuously many after this life, only thing that you do is like to think something positive. You know? It's so important. You know? So therefore, you know, we are studying this Lama Chöpa, in Lamrim part of Lama Chöpa, you know? Learning how to educate ourselves, you know, why it's so important to think something important. That's exactly how you take essence out of this precious human life. So make sure this precious human life does not slip through your hand by doing nothing, no? So that's the whole fear, that's the fear. Make sure this precious human life does not slip through your hand by doing nothing, no? Then like, you know, happy mind, no? Happy mind doesn't mean like the mind has to be excited all the time, or like, not like that, you know. Deep down, it's always calm and peaceful. You know? Even though there's so much happening on the surface, but deep down, you have always a calm mind, peaceful mind. You always manage to think something positive. You know? This all the Buddha Dhamma is about. This all Buddha Dhamma is about. You know? Dharma, verbal Dharma, physical Dharma, mental Dharma. The mental Dharma is the true Dharma. So, every day, so that's why, you know, people like rely on meditation, people rely on reciting mantra, people rely on, some people they memorize, then they review, they say, and it kind of guides them to think, you know, how to think positive step by step, such as like, you know, short Lamrim, like, foundation of the good qualities. You know, if you memorize that, when you say it, guides you step by step how to think something positive. So that's like training the mind verbally, training our mind verbally. Then slowly, that minute you wake up, that's what you think. You think about something precious in your life. Then your life begin with positive thoughts rather than your life begin with the negative thoughts. Then there's no good. It's unfortunate, but it's not good. Life begin with positive thought. You know, that's very good. You know, so that's as a Buddhist practitioner, that's what you're supposed to do every morning when you wake up. You're supposed to think something positive. They say something positive. You know, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness. May all living beings, not just say, oh me. I'm the only, like, me only, And I said, may me only have happiness, not like that. May all living beings, you know, may all living beings have happiness, cause of happiness. I wish all living beings have happiness, you know, and cause of happiness. You know. I wish them all well. That means wishing yourself well. So it's very interesting, like, you know, we don't think very deeply. When people say, oh, do nice things, say nice things, do something good, actually it means doing something good for yourself. That's all. Doing something good, other means doing something good for yourself. If you harm somebody, bottom line is harming yourself. When you really think deep down, it's harming yourself. So just know there's no noble meaning. You know? So, therefore, there's so much information in the Buddhism about mind. You know, it's all about mind. Karma, lenam, samba, sangha, las. You know, positive action, negative action is very much depend on mind. Lama Tsongkhapa said, 600, probably more than 700 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said, karma, lenam, samba, sangha, las. You know, even though when you travel, if you're trying to be kind of like mean or kind of aggressive to other people, they are not going to be nice to you. If you've been generous, kind, nice, of course, you know, even the children, you know, they just, you know, they express their appreciation, you know. When you express some kind of aggressive anger, arrogance, people do the same thing to you. Same thing. What is the what goes round? What goes round comes round. That's very, very true. It's not about religion. You see this day to day life. You've been kind, respectful, generous people. Generally speaking, people respond to that. No, it's not about Buddhism. It's about. Because we are all seeking happiness, you know. Every moment we are all seeking happiness, you know. Everybody is trying very hard to avoid sufferings. Why you harm? No reason, you know. You don't want to be suffered, the same other person don't want to be suffered. So if you cause sufferings, whole environment becomes negative. So then you are in that environment, how you can enjoy? You cannot enjoy. Because all the other people, you already upset them, so they are not happy. So how are you going to be happy? At that moment, no matter what you say, how much knowledge you possess, how much money you have, how much power you have, you are not happy. That's not happy. So that's very obvious. You know? So, thinking, you know, may all living beings have happiness, the cause of happiness, just mentally thinking, it's very good, it's very positive, it's very good. You know? So, nobody likes to be, you know, yell or screams. And if you do that, that person is not happy. So more likely, that person is not going to do any favor for you. No, so that doing like, unfortunately, our first initial reactions that we have to be aggressive or maybe show anger. The deep down that you're hoping to get something better, but method that you use is not nice. It's something kind of aggressive, anger or frustrations. And then nobody wants to see that. And you know, so I'm bringing this up, you know, it's that my trip, I went to Mustang, to pilgrimage, to see the holy site. You know, trip was very, physically very hard. The food, the house, the road, everything so hard. And of course, you know, not easy to maintain your cool.
Yeah, keep your cool.
See, there you know, things goes wrong, the room is not, it's not that good, and then you have something to complain, and really like You see, it's very obvious why people suffer. You see, it's very obvious. It's not like something secret how they suffer. It's very obvious, you know. There's some mistake with the communication, the way the people talk to each other, the way they, all kind of things, you know. That's how the things like become negatives, you know. So like from the waitress who brings you food on the table to all the way to owner of the restaurants, who run the restaurants, hotel, whatever, driver who drive the cars, you know. But every one of them, you know, the passengers, the driver, the busboy, the restaurant owner, everybody's looking for happiness. Everybody. But not everybody's aware of that. Not every single person is aware of that. And very much driven by self-centric mind, you know. Very much driven by self-centric mind. Me, that's the first. The rest, I don't care, you know. Yeah, then not knowing that you are heavily dependent on the rest of the people for your food, hotel, the trip, everything is heavily dependent on other people. How you are going to be happy if you make them miserable? How you are going to be happy? That's not going to be happy, you know. But you think, the trip is going to be much, much better if I, you know, scream at them, yell at them, tell them what to do, what not to do, and yeah, so if somebody tells you to do like that, I will be happy, no? Same. But fundamentally, the people are not like, Dunga Tamu Pane, Midishin, Delaname, Chosen Member, Dunga Tamu, Dungao problem or suffering or Tamu, even the tiniest suffering, nobody wants. Nobody. Huh? Restaurant owner don't want any suffering. The bus boy don't want any suffering. The driver don't want any suffering. The passenger same. And everybody same. When it's come down to happiness, nobody's satisfied. Nobody's content. Everybody's looking more and more and more. In that base, everybody same. Everybody. There's no difference. Everybody doing the same thing. Dunga tamu zanga meditation. Delanam dada shala chaba yemeshi. In that day, there's no difference. There's no differences. There's no difference. So, therefore, it's much, much better to think about others. So, wish others to be happy. Oh, if you do that, you will be happy. You'll be happy. Fundamentally, you'll be happy. You'll be more happy. Fundamentally, you know. So it's very obvious. It's not something secret. Very obvious. Especially when you have hard, long trip. 7 days. It took me from Kathmandu to get to Mustang. Took 7 days. By jeep. Road is just merely imputed by mind. Just called road. It's not really road. Oh, wow. You know, it's like all day. It's like all day, and then not just that. Then like inside, outside, inside, out. It's all covered with dust. Not just small dust. It's like on the side of the road. Then you see this all the tourists from Europe, maybe someone from American group of them hiking. We are there to visit holy site. They grow then. You see this covered with dust from head to toe. You only see the eyes. All these people looking for happiness. They're running around, you know, all like 14,000 feet above sea level. They're up, way up there, like carrying and the porter, the guides, porter who's carrying. They're also looking for happiness. Same, you know. So, so, anyways, my point is, you know, so always, you know, it's always, even if it's difficult, that's not much, that's not, we have to choose something, you know, in order to be happy. To be mean, to be aggressive, to be arrogant, that's not the way to be happy. So, to be kind, respectful, on patience, all of them brings happiness. All of them bring happiness. You know? It's very obvious, it's very obvious. It's not just about Buddhism, it's very obvious, no? People who have more patience, more likely they are going to have better times. People who have zero patience, well, day one, they are going to be miserable. Day one, no? If something went wrong, the whole room is not good, then you kind of like become kind of aggressive towards restaurant owner, you just kind of scream and like yell. Owner is not happy. More like he's not going to give you a better room because he's already upset. And then, no, it's very obvious, very obvious. So, so anyway, the one time was that I mentioned, always wish happiness for others. Always wish happiness for others. That is the source of your happiness. So, the source of your happiness. So, you know, these little difficulties here, there, according to Buddhism, it happened many times. We don't remember. It happened, it's not just first time it's happening. It happened many times. But it will be not there like forever. It will be changed, you know. It will be changed, you know. It will be changed, you know. Say, there's hot water in the room. Only like 1 minute after there's no hot water. Then people go out of their mind. There's nothing you can do, so there is no hot water. If you scream, there's no hot water. If you be quiet, there's no hot water, you know. So, but at least the benefit that you have peace of mind. You didn't lose your peace of mind. If you lose your peace of mind, trouble that there's not hot water, and no matter how many times you tell, there will be no hot water. So, like that. anyway, so just want to share that with you. You know? Oh yeah, so now begin with the six professions, okay? Six professions. So in Guru Puja. That's the experience of like same human being. We look differences. We have different hair color, the hair color. Some have like, no, like myself have no hair. Some people have hair, different color. But we all look a little bit different. The bottom line, everybody looking for happiness. You know? No matter wherever you go, if you be kind, respectful, and to understand and think a little bit deeper, life is going to be easier. No matter where you go, life is going to be easier. You know? Easier. So. What I'm saying is my point here, self-centric mind, this is the root of all the problems. Self-centric mind, this is the root of all the problems. So, cherishing other is the source of all the happiness. Cherishing other is the source of all the happiness. So, self-centric mind, Rani Cheba Zumbi Chongne this. It's like chronic disease. Huh? That's like chronic disease from my point of view. That's considered chronic disease. We are not going to be healthy because we have this chronic disease called self-centered mind. So important to time to think about that. You know, think about that. Think about what's the source of happiness and what's the source of root of all the problems. According to Mahayana teachings, Mahayana Buddhist teachings, cherishing others is a door to all the happiness. The cherishing only oneself, that's the root of all the problems. Very important. It's been said many, many times. So now it's time to think, not just read. It's time to think. Oh. Oh yeah, so just want to share that with you, okay? So now back to the six professions, Guru Puja. So I'd like to give some detailed explanations. So, and now this is for, at the moment, it's for for the sake of knowledge. And ultimately, this is not just knowledge, and we need to implement them in our day-to-day life to improve our mental abilities and boost our spiritual energies, and we need to put those things into practice, okay? So I already explained, you know, how one become bodhisattva, how to generate bodhicitta, and how to generate bodhicitta through ceremony or rites. I already explained that. So then after that, what you do after, like, you know, yeah, there are some practices that we should do after, you know, wishing all living beings for happiness. So then after the certain practice, these are the Buddhist practice, it's called six professions, or Parchintu, Parchintu. So this practice, these six types of practice, which is called six professions, and this practice will free ourselves from all the troubles. So not just in one lifetime, for forever. Oh? Free ourselves from all the problems from forever, okay? Oh? That's ultimate freedom, so. Then, Kavadno, no? Tedaro, Ninjugi, same chain, yeah? So now, after generating wishing bodhicitta and active bodhicitta, oh? Wishing bodhicitta, active, there's two types of bodhicitta, oh? Bodhicitta is so, this is very, 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 very powerful mind. Oh? Wishing happiness for all living beings, sincerely, genuinely, seriously, not just thinking, no? Sincerely, you know. So there are two types of them, wishing bodhicitta and active bodhicitta. So, chen is, juk, me means wishing bodhicitta, juk means the active bodhicitta. That's like, they are like, how it's called, what you call abbreviations. They just name the first word. Member Senji, Juba Senji, that's the bigger one, the longer one. Oh, Minjuki, same chain is Jaseji Chobala, Labna, Jaseji Choba, Bodhisattva did, Jase, child of Victor One, child of Victor One. Or sometimes they translate son, that's son, that's like indicate closeness. It's not about nothing about gender. Son is here, and when you see a son of Victor One, the son is not about gender, it's about closeness. So some culture, they still call, even they have one daughter, they call my son. Doesn't mean they are boy, but no, they are girl, but they call my son. That means it's kind of express the closeness, most important one. No? Some culture, they still call that, you know. So when you listen very carefully, basically they are saying, my son actually is the daughter, it's not a boy. Oh? After generating bodhicittas, oh, if you practice bodhisattva deeds, what are the bodhisattva deeds? Bodhisattva deeds, even though there are many, many hundreds and thousands of bodhisattva deeds, but when you summarize them, then there are six professions. When you sum six professions, all the summary of Buddhist deeds, you know, include all of them there, even though there's like so many different deeds, but they include in all six of them. Jabala Lamna Jibu Sanji Duba messages, Jabala Malamna. See, if you are seeking fully enlightenment, okay, if your goal is to seek fully enlightenment, or if your goal is, oh, I just want to be happy in this life, I'm not really worried about enlightenment that's so far, I just want to be happy in this life. So then, here, if you're sincerely seeking enlightenment, so then, without practice of six professions, the enlightenment is not going to be possible. Subject to my messages, okay? Oh, messages. Not just that, Masi Java Seja Tamja Pangdoshani, Simja Tamja Dagi, Nudu Troshi, Ken Langshi, Sanjeda Chansa Thamji Ji Chidallaba Thejit Dagajan Lovje Thejit Jolo. Not just that, when you took Buddhist vow, when you took Buddhist vow, you make voluntary commitment in front of all the Buddhas and Buddhists of the world. From now on, I will work for other living beings. I will work for them. I will liberate them from all the problems. That's the kind of commitment you make. So, from the Chidallabha, not just you, that's the kind of commitment that you make. When I say you, that's you, for everybody, including myself too. Chidallabha Teshindo, likewise, all the Buddhas and Buddhists of the world, you practice that, then likewise, I will do the same things. That's the kind of commitment that you make when you take Buddhist vows. Tamja ni jati ji chobala loba yawa towa ni tona shindu mede. So then not engaging yourself into six practices of six professions is like ignoring all this commitment. Then that's not really good. Because Junjul is now, Lama is quoting like Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, the text that is composed by Shantideva, Mother Shantideva. Dagi tetal tamche nes, leji duba machin na simje tetal kunlu de dagi duba jinda juz. Basically, this is stanza, all the Buddhist Guide to Buddhist Way of Life is written in stanza. So the meaning is the same, you know, so I make this commitment that what the stanza is saying, dagi, myself, tamcha means make commitments. So, if I don't act on my commitment, if I don't keep my commitments, so then there's like fooling all the living beings and all fooling all the enlightened beings and all the Buddhists and all the living beings. Oh. Shezo jaje sungba tar, tina jaje je choba tada, taye bumbu mesh ye jaso. So therefore, even though there's many hundreds of different thousands of Buddhist deeds, but these are all, if you summarize them, that's all been summarized in the six professions. Okay, do not Fadoshimba to the Dua, Jiri Chambagun, Dodijindu, Tangishib, the Sungs. So Maitreya Buddha said that, Maitreya Buddha explained that in Maitreya Buddha wrote five texts. And I don't know how to translate this one, but Dodiji, one is the ornament of clear realizations. This one is one of them, I don't know. I can say in Tibetan, but that doesn't help. Called Dodiji. Dodiji, Jase Shiva le Chase Chiba Tanji do not lead on Longjuna. Jase Chiba. So that's what Maitreya Buddha said. Even though there are so many different kinds of Buddhist or did, if you summarize them, then it's going to be summarized in six perfections. Oh. So now Shantideva, you know, Shantideva, Shivala, Tibetan is called Shivala. Shanti in Sanskrit words, peace, Shanti. Oh. Deva, no, Deva is like, Deva means celestial being called Deva. Oh. Ha, in Tibetan words, Ha means celestial being, so Shiva, Ha, Shiva, there's peace in Tibetan, because Shiva is peace. So Ha means, you know, Deva. In Sanskrit, Shanti, there's peace. Oh, Deva, there's celestial being, so Shanti Deva. Oh, Shivala. Jase Shivala. Jase, he's like the child of Victor One, because he has developed bodhicitta. So if you develop bodhicitta, you become the child of Bodhisattva. Which child of the enlightened beings or Victor One. Oh. Doesn't have to be monks and nuns. If you manage to develop bodhicitta, you become the child of, you know, the Victor One or enlightened beings. Okay? Jase, that's the word. Shivale, Chantiji Choba Panji Duna. What Shantideva said, you know, what Maitreya Buddha said, even though there's hundreds of different thousands of Buddhist deeds, if you summarize them, it becomes six professions. Oh. Shantideva was saying something a little bit different. So, of course, Maitreya Buddha is way before the Shantideva. So, Shantideva Shivali is Changsimji Chöba, Changsimji Chöba, Buddhist Dava deeds. Pamje Duna, all the Buddhist Dava deeds, If you summarize them, it will summarize into longjie tangjie. Lü tang, body. Lü means body. Longjie, possessions. Geza, the root of merit. Merit.
Yeah,
merit. Geza. Really, my English also. My English is also travel to Mustang, somewhere in Mustang. This logic gives us some real life. Tang means, you know, body, logic, possessions, geta, merit. These are the three objects that you give. Tang means give. Sung means protect. Taba means pure. Taba. Pel means develop or improve or increase. Tabeshi. Dansun tabeshi. These are the four kind of practices. Bang, give, protect. When time is not right, you protect. You know. Or maybe you are not in that level, then you protect, you don't give your... Somebody say, oh, Donasi, I want your head. And you say, here you go. Not like that. You have to be mentally right. If you are not mentally right, you can just say, here you go. Okay. Yeah, so... somebody says, oh, this is very beautiful, so I like this very much. I want this. If you are not mentally ready, so you can just say, take it, you can say, no. So what you need to do, you need to protect. That's just an example. Tang means give, sum means protect, prabha means, you know, pure. I'll explain that later, okay. So pel means increase. Doesn't damage, you know. So there you use this 4 point. First, give what? Could be body, could be possession, could be merit. If you can't give your body, that doesn't mean you cannot give. You can still give. If you have nothing to give, or maybe you are so tied with your possession, you can still give. You know, you can still give. You can give merit. You know, don't think, oh, I can't give my body. I cannot give my body, or I cannot give my possession. I'm so tied. Or maybe say whatever reason that you say. Or maybe like you can still give. You can give. You know, your merit. Compared to body and possession, marriage is not that difficult to give, you know. It's like, it's just, it's not touchable, it's not visible or touchable, it's easy to give, you know, just to think, you know, you have to think. You know? So now these are three objects. So you give, if you are not ready, what you do, you protect. You know? Okay? So, not to just protect, but make sure it's pure. It's not contaminated by wrong thinking, or maybe it's produced by stealing, or maybe robbing people. Make sure it's not like that, or that's the pure. No? So then, increase. All right, so these four things, you know, you apply that four to body, possessions, merit, okay. You know? This is important, for the sake of knowledge, it's important to know. And who come up with this word? Shantideva. Where? Not in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. If you look in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, you are not going to find there. Where? He taught another text called Lavtu. Sublime, continue. Not the sublime. Called Lavtu. There's another text. That text, Shantideva, when His Holiness Dalai Lama teaches, he's kind of combined those two texts together. Lavtu is like, Shantideva quoted so many sutras, all the quotations from the sutras about generosity, patience, ethics, concentration, wisdom, joyful effort. He quoted so many sutras. You know? In that text, he talks about these four things. Give, protect, pure, increase. These four things. If you read that text, then you will find that. Not in God puts in our life. Even though same author, but you know, not God puts in our life, okay? That was she, Chava. Chene, Juni, Juni, what's the time? No, as soon as. Then it becomes 12. 4 for body, 4 for possessions, 4 for marriage. Become 4 times, it becomes 12. That's how Shantideva, he summarized all the Buddhist Dharma did into these 12 things. Later, Buddha summarized all the Buddhist Dharma did into 6 perfections. So, a little bit different for the sake of knowledge. Oh. Then, the bottom line, then it comes down, or no matter, according to Maitreya Buddha, according to Shantideva, this all comes down on the 6 professions. That's the very commonly used Buddhist word, this 6 professions. No? You know, Dhamma Diyan, Jasiji Chabatam, Jafarza Chibatudu Dhoa, Dhamma Diyan, and here, like the Guru Puja, also, like, summarize all the Buddhist word into 6 professions, same. No? You can say, oh, generosity, generosity of patience, or generosity of ethics, generosity of patience. That means you can practice one profession combined with the 6 professions. Generosity of ethics. Practice them simultaneously, not like individually. When you're giving, you can practice all the 6 professions combined with generosity. You can practice all the 6 professions combined with the ethics. You can practice all the 6 professions combined with the patience, like that. I will explain that later. Now it's just introduction. So, then I Paji Rere Nang to Tutu Dita Sudha Che, Paji Rere Lang Che, Tambar Tutu Che, Sudha Shivdu Shake with this. For the sake of knowledge, and people should understand this, you know, how to, you can combine 6 professions with 1 profession. It's important to learn, no? Otherwise, like a person without arm, one badly want to climb mountains. It's hard. No, you have no arms to count, to have grip. So this practitioner without knowledge is going to be like that. No, you have this as a energy that you want to practice, but you don't know how to practice. So therefore, it's very important to learn. Some of the word I just skip, so it's not important. Boy, to Shinda Chiman of Jetta, the Lamji Lun Zoba Teta, Love Girls of Shea, Chinani, Julivashim, Chiman, and Tabachim, the Dambe Nimbu, Dambe Nimbu, Deta, Taman, and Zibo Chowes. Tadang nearby Chani, Jimmy Jam, Juba Nasa. So now, among those 6 professions, now is the profession of generosity, the first one, okay? And even here, it says, if you say too many things, people get discouraged. If you say so much, you know, like same, if you buy something, it comes with this like instructions, nobody reads it, just throw. And somehow, in the Western world, tend to say more. No, that's, but it's necessary, it's not. It's, you see, when you go to East, people tend to say less water. Or maybe they have nothing to say. Here, it's kind of amazing. As I said, every single thing says expert. If you bring one piece of leaf, so they will call one expert. Amazing. Anything they bring in the on the TV, so they bring one expert. Oh, amazing, amazing. Good. In Tibet, we have many, many flowers. People have no idea what they're called. It's just called flowers. And like, then some Westerners came to Tibet, so they're picking up the flowers and on their, trying to figure out what they call with their names, and also then Sorimuji was amazed, you know, how much they know about flowers. Tibetan people have no clue. They just call flowers. You know. Oh, then the other time when I was in the gym, 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 I was in the gym. So, if you want to do the practice of generosity, if you want to practice of first perfections, you can do that through some kind of visualization, some kind of visualization. You can visualize something space before you. But that's not, according to Guru Puja, that's how it's been done. According to Guru Puja, that's how it's been done. Does not mean you cannot practice first perfections without visualizing anything. That's not true. You can still practice first perfections without visualizing anything. But here, it comes with visualizations because this associated with the Guru Puja, Salama Gumishimbe, with maintaining the visualization that you already visualized way before this, you know, practice, like on the merit field, the main figure in the merit field is Lama, in support of the deities, whatever deities, could be Gya Samacha Pantra, or could be Yamantaka, could be, you know, like Chakrasambhava, could be Vajrayogini, could be anything. So, so then you maintain that visualizations, then from there, then you, you know, think about like review or maybe meditate on, about, you know, first perfections, okay? Masinja Tamjit, you do Yandaba Zoga Tamjit Kombatabacha, teach the Jimban Namasinja Yandin Sushin Dulaba Chaos. Now the intentions here, in Buddhism, as I said this many times, there's two things very critical. The beginning, intentions. The end, dedications. These two are critical, no? Critical. So therefore, every practice, you know, is begin with intentions. Oh. So with that visualizations, you know, with that visualizations, so with that visualizations, then what kind of intention that you should have is Masimje Tanje Nyutu, Nandaba Zoya Tanje Kumantabachas. I myself quickly achieve enlightenment, fully enlightenment, in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. Oh, that's the intention. Therefore, I'm going to practice generosity. That's the kind of intention. Oh, I want to achieve enlightenment quickly in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to practice the first perfections. Okay? Oh. So then after that you do meditation, whatever you do, then you do that, okay? Then Jiminyam in Sandam Pangma Santang Xie. Jiminyam, okay, the practice of generosity is not just eliminate stinginess. Stinginess is not just to overcome from stinginess. It's not just that. Then Jiminyam in Sandam Pangma Santang Xie. Xien la Zhe Jinpa Sanji Jiminyam Pangma Santang Xie. Just giving something to somebody, not like that's not how you complete the profession of generosity. Should not misunderstand. Just to overcome stinginess. That's not the case. Shenla just giving something to somebody. That's not. That's not how you practice the profession of generosity. Okay? Tongsim ji tsarzoba, tsarzoba, tongsim ji tsarzoba. Willingness to give mind. Oh? Willingness to give the mind that needs to improve. Why is the mind mental? Willingness to give. That mind needs to be improve, you know, that mind. That's how you, like, how you practice the perfection of generosity. You know? That's how you practice. Tongsim ji tsa. Zobe jimbe pa jin zoba juwa yinbe sa. Tongsim ji tsa. Tongsim ji tsa means like, yeah, like, the mindset, that the willingness to give, that mind has to be tremendously improved. That's how you practice. That's how you, that's how you like complete practice in the first professions. It's not just overcome stinginess, just giving something. It's not like that. Oh, okay. Tongsim jitsa. I'm not sure how to translate that. Tongsim, tong means give. Sim means mind. The mind that willingness to give, willing to give. That mind has to improve tremendously, not just improve, tremendously improve. That's how you complete the first professions, practice first professions, okay? Voilà, tonsim ji tsa, dzob es. Dzob means complete, jimbe pachin, dzoba, juwa, yimbe es. That's how the first, we complete the practice of first professions. Tonsim pewe, mena labar. Therefore, more focus on improving that mind, that mind. Okay. Tela lu tongwa che, tongwa chan che. So that, you know, that you can improve that mental, that mind. What do you call?
Well, in the text they say that increasing the mind that gives us out attachment.
Yeah, increasing the mind. Okay, increasing that mind, the giving mind, giving mind.
The mind that gives without attachment.
Okay, mind that gives. So that needs to increase. Mind that willing to give, that needs to increase. So, so that mind can be improved based on body. We have three objects. Based on body, based on possessions, same, based on merit. Merit, right? These are three objects. Of generosity, there are three objects that you give. You give body, possession, and merit. Gezatong sum. There's three objects, so you can practice that, the mind that, the giving mind, is it correct English?
Yeah.
Giving mind, that has to improve. That giving mind can be practiced based on body, possessions, merit, okay? No. Rangi lu, yijin lu, Tessim je tam je la, kan la kan de jingu bu. Lü dan lo yosu yonu bu. So now, according to not here, lü dan la so, giving now, giving body. Rangi lü iji lü juni so. Not just giving like this, you know, this body, you can't transform into anything. Because it just... iji ji lü zi kado da, iji na shik lü...
How
they translate it? It's a body, but it's a different kind of body. So our body, we can transform. If you want to transform this into cheesecake, can you? Probably not. So let's go. So I'm not going to explain to you the definition of this particular body, so it's going to be complicated. So just want to look at the translation, how they translate it, if I can find it. Maybe next Wednesday is not here, so maybe need to find Ijiranji Li. One more. It is under the some other Allah. window. Sorry, not here. So anyway, it's called Yijiranshi. So that kind of body, you actually like, when you manage to see emptiness directly, so you are fully capable to achieve that kind of body, Yijiranshi Liu. That body can manifest it into anything that people want, can be manifested. It's not like this, you know. So I think it's important, so I will find out, maybe Chugula will help, so So then first what you do, you transform your body into that body, so then that body then manifests, you know, so just, this is all, that's what I say, it's not about giving something, it's not about just about that, it's not just about overcoming stinginess, it's not just about that. It is about to increase that giving mind. The giving mind, the power of the giving mind needs to increase based on body, possessions, merit. So now here, then you know, when you read Ludan Longje, Tizungi Simji Ramadabi Mujutis, you transform your body into the second, that special kind of body. So then from there, then you transform whatever they need. If somebody needs medicine, you just transfer medicine. If someone needs clothes, you just transfer clothes. If someone needs road, you just transfer road. If someone needs, like, whatever they need, you know, giving them without attachments. Giving them without attachments. This is all done in mind. It's all done in mind. Oh. That's how this, you know, practicing giving, that's how the, like, improve the giving mind based on body, okay? Lito ane rangi lu ishi lu june te simje tamje la khan la khan de jungu vo che me body, not just one numberless, not just one numberless, no, not just one numberless. Che me body, to me me jones. That's how you imagine. That's just, you know, say now there's like, yeah, basically, imagine, just imagine. this very positive imaginations, you know, it's not just imagining that, you know, this is very positive imaginations. You just imagine. You just imagine your bodies transform into numberless. Whatever they send in the beginning, you just transform the numberless time. That's how this giving mind improves based on the body, okay? Simply tamde la khala khala, you go for tse meva to meva jones. Like, practice that imagination. Practice that imagination. Again. Don't think, oh, it's kind of ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. Imagine, oh, I wish that person will die soon. I don't like that person. These are not good imaginations. These are very good imaginations. That's how you imagine all the time. That's how you improve giving mind, quality of giving mind, based on body. That's exactly how you improve the giving mind, the base of the body. That's exactly how you do. Practice the imagination. Practice the imagination. So you can sing. Yeah, why not? See? Some people, they say, oh, imagine there's no country. Imagine there's no, what's the what? Some people, they say, there's no, there's some song that people sing. Yeah, so this is a beautiful song, you know, just imagine. You know, just in, yeah, why not that you can sing that too? That's good imagine, as long as it helps you to improve the quality of giving mind, that's the whole point. So, that's important, it's critical part here. Practice that imaginations. Practice think about some part of African countries where there's shortage of food, water, or so much heat. Just imagine that, you know, transfer your body into some kind of cool air, you know, like touching all these people. So Tia Tia Tanya Wan Mamla Siri Chudans. Here this is the hot hell. Imagine the something like kind of like cool breeze or maybe some kind of cool water in the hot hell. So we don't need to go to that deep because there's tons of problems in the human realms. So you can go to Africa. See, sometimes in National Geographic Channel you see the water get kind of like water get in the spreading the like summertime over then. Then water gets smaller. Then you see all these fish, you know, like just crawling on the mud. There's no water. Just imagine that, you know. Said, like rain, transform your body into rain. How much it costs? Nothing. So create so much marriage. Create so much marriage. Securitas, food, clothes, food and clothes. Nekang, house, shelter. Either was today. Not just house and shelter, but beautiful one. Beautiful one. No, practice the imagination, no? Imagining something beautiful, something wonderful. It's good things, no? It's good things, no? It's a wonderful thing to do. Imagine something good. No? Never with the words of Tulne, Jimbe, Dunga Tamje, Pass. Then you imagine that you are giving that, you're giving your body, transmitting your body into that, giving that. Then they just imagine they're all, you know, now kind of like solve all the problems. So Dunga Tamje, Neje, Shinje, Namje, you know where Tosun Jusso. And just imagining, you know, all the people, they're like unruly beings. Unruly beings and become gentle and kind. So then after they just imagine they're all kind of like, needs are being taken care of, they're all like been comfort, care, love. Got plenty of water, you know, all the fish are now running around in the water like that, you know. Basically, you took care of all of them like that, okay? Therefore, so when the building, the water that there was some, then they all, I say, satisfy, content. Teaching the Tanya number, that then it goes on and on. No, if somebody needs food, you imagine giving them food. If somebody needs house, you give them, imagine them. If somebody needs some kind of like care, you can give them. If somebody, all of that, you know. And then meanwhile, based on your ability, then you do practical level as much as you can. So then, taking the town, if somebody's cold, then you know, imagine like, you know, like warm weather or sun, whatever, that either them. Hungry ghosts, you know, they're always, you know, like hungry, that's why we call hungry ghosts. It's not like they are because it looks very scary. They are like hungry all the time. You know? They don't see, even those in our planet, there are so many beings that we see. There are so many beings, like nowadays we see more than we used to see. You know, so before we don't see anything in the oceans. So now, because all this technology and everything, the people are going everywhere, so now we see more like, that doesn't mean they don't exist, they do exist before thousands of thousands of years ago, but people have no idea. Maybe some people they saw few things, then they just know. Majority of the people they don't see, they have no access to see. Now we see more beings than people used to see. Still, there are many beings that we don't see. No, that doesn't mean they do exist. They do exist. No? They do exist. No? They are there. So now there's even the, within the animal realm, there's many animal, probably we haven't also seen them. Maybe eventually we will see them because of technology. Animals, hamai demigods, celestial beings, me tamje all human beings, tamje la ishi lula, lule kangla kandeji mubo to the palace. All these beings in the six realms, whatever they need, you manifest. Whatever they need, you manifest. You manifest it. Manifest, no? Kala kandiju mubutu jitane, te dosu jitunganam ta. manifest and offer them and satisfy them, and they overcome from all the problems, whatever the problem is, and overcome. And they all become perfect vessel for Dharma, Buddha Dharma, or Dharma. So just practice that imagination again and again. That is beautiful meditations. That's very, very beautiful meditations. You know, it doesn't have to be very, very complicated. You just sit there and imagine, you know. That's 100 times better than sitting there, you know, I'm going to think nothing. Close your eyes. You know. Then slowly. Then snow. Then wake up. Oh, this is beautiful. This is a beautiful piece of meditation. This is a beautiful piece of meditation. You know? This meditation of generosity. That's how the meditation has been done, of generosity. Just imagine all those beings that, you know, from the 6 realms that you are giving, transferring your body into not just one thing, numberless time, imagining, then they all become, you know, like perfect vessel for Buddha Dharma. You know? So then, just rejoice. Then longju pane tsune, so that's now the body, you know, based on the body. You know. Maybe with all the New Year's events and the Christmas event now, I think that's enough. Maybe next Wednesday. So I will try to go. I don't know how to go quick. So maybe somebody has to come here and push. So maybe next Wednesday then, okay, the possession. So I will go this 6 professions, practice, of course, very important, so you can lead meditations. Or the meditation on generosity, that's exactly how you do meditation on generosity. So then you are doing the meditations and following the instructions has been taught hundreds and thousands of years ago. So it will more like it will produce some result, okay? Yeah, so
Turn to page 235 and the gold prayer book, the essential prayers book. Gevadi nu duda lama sa. And then turn to page 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Kandi dawe korwe shin kandi pendan dewa malu shun wene chen re sigwan ten zing yatso yi shiafe si te bardu ten ju chi shonu iye nana wang shotu awatare ten bara sopa. So zangye we de ton le pao chou, cha se gengyo lama so wa de. Tup su chan jin jang gengye we, ten zin kyong pe we, kun zi to po tse. Chok sun ku we le mun tu, Sho. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.